Here we go. So we're on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, five lines up. Okay, Gufa. Gufa, we're going to mention something which we mentioned earlier. Tana Abba Berei Derav Minyomin Bochia. Okay, we got this Brisa. Now, Am, the people, She'acharei Kohanim, the behind the Kohanim, Einam B'chlal Brocha. They're not in B'chlal Brocha. Okay? Around here. Okay, Pshita. Now, it's Poshut, Arichi. Arichi means like long, tall people. But Ape, Beis is a prefix. Ape means like the face of. Ape is a face. Gutsi, in front of short people. Meaning, they got, right, Gil is standing in front of me in Berchus Kohanim. And I can't see the Kohanim. Right? So that's not a Hefsek. Lo mafsiki, right? That basically you don't. That's not a hefsek. What about a teva? Also a teva, lo mafsika. So the teva in the basic kinesis, if a person was standing behind the teva and the kohenim were in front there, the brocha penetrates the teva and goes through it and hits the person, or however it works spiritually. Now mechitza mai. But what happens if you've got a mechitza? There's a wall between you and the kohen, right? Do you get included in the kohen's brocha? So that's the question. Tashma, we bring a proof. Yeah, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, yeah, a filu, even a mechitza shel bazel, a metal wall, very strong. Yeah, einu mafsekes ben Yisrael, cannot stop, doesn't do mechitza between Yisrael la avihem shebashamayim, between Yisrael and their father in heaven.
Yeah, so that's
yeah, but the blessing.
They are Hashem's agents.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Iboilu. Now.
The question was again, like, the people after the
brach and that. No, that's a different thing, because they're not including the brach anyway. Now we're talking about the people in front of the Kohanim, but there's an obstruction. It was just a way to get into the sugya, right? Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Ibaila, the question that we've all been waiting for, Stodin Maho, what happens if a person is standing to the side of the Kohen? Meaning we know the bracha has begun, we said is ponim, kineged ponim, right? Face to face. What happens if you're to the right of the Kohen or to the left of the Kohen?
In front of him, or just exactly?
In front. So we'll see, basically, yeah. Right, but is it like 90 degree angle, like kind of like a, I don't know if you're a 45 degree angle? Right, we'll speak about that. Right, I'm gonna buy Bar Rav Ashi. Toshma, we're gonna prove to you. To Tanan, we're gonna bring a riot from when you're sprinkling mechatas. Mechatas, something's Tommy Mace, and you have to spritz on it. And the halacha is that you got to spritz with intent. You have to have kavana to what you're spritzing on. Right, in order to purify it. Tetanan, nischavein, he had intent. Lahazos lefonov, right? I intend to flick the water this way. But, v'hizol acharov, and but it happened to go behind me. And there's some kalim behind me that also need purifying. Or alternatively, the opposite situation. Lahacharov, he wanted to do a fancy handwork. He wanted to sprinkle behind his back. Yeah, and then v'hizol lefonov, and inadvertently it went before him. So hazasoi pasula, this his sprinkling is no good because he didn't have intent. Okay, now what about this versus this case? Lefonov, he intended to sprinkle before him. Yeah, v'hizol alat stodin, and he went to the sides. Shubafonov, that's in front of him. Hazasoi kashera. His hazasoi is kashera. So we see over there that I suppose that is considered with intent, in range, and that seems to apply to Berchus Kohenim as well. So let's look at Rashi. Very good. Yeah. Let's three lines down in the Rashi. Alat stodin shiyesh mimenu, the sides which are from him, ulahalan and further. Velo stodin. Sheyesh, right? Sheyesh no mimenu ula achor. They're not the ones that are behind him.
180 degrees.
That's what I, that's how I understand this as well. Right.
Like what? Is it? Oh, it's like 90 degrees. It's like the
yeah, however you say it. Yeah, but yeah, it means that. Yeah, yeah. It depends if it's a semicircle or is it whatever. Yeah, meaning the coin's here, right? And it seems to be there's front and there's back. It seems.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right. So, okay.
180 degrees.
What's that?
180 degrees in front of him.
Yes, that's what you relate to, like parents does. Very good. V'hachi nami. So too, ha'omdim b'tzadin shel kohen heimenu ulahalon. So too, the ones are standing, right, b'chalal brocha hein de kilofon of domi. It's like his right aval shel acha heimenu, but the ones that are behind him aval she'enom acharehem mamas. They're not right behind his back. Yeah, kol acharav domi. Okay, next gemara. Now, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. Kivun, since Shiniftach Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah has been opened. Right, so we're talking about Kriyas Torah over here. Since the Sefer Torah has been opened, Osul Lasaper, you're prohibited to speak Afilu B'Dvar Halacha, even if you're saying a Dvar Halacha. Shinema, they actually changed the verse to Uch Pischoi, and the opening of the Sefer Torah. This is talking about when they were reading the Sefer Torah. Omdu, we're going to say omdu means they were quiet. Kol om, right? End of quote. Says the Gemara, v'ein amida el shtika, and the word amida can sometimes mean shtika, that he was quiet. And we're going to prove that. Shinema, v'hoichalti, and I waited, ki lo yidaberu, because they didn't speak, ki omdu, they were silent, and they didn't answer further. So you see in context, it's talking about speaking and being silent over here, about not speaking. So we see over here that omdu means silence, not speaking.
What's this got to do with Chaskar?
There's nothing. Okay, good. Very good. So I also had the same question. I looked in the back and someone says it's, the Radal says, has the same question. He says he actually thinks it's out of place. His Gemara should be on Amar Beis with some halachas about reading the Torah. Okay, Rabbi Zera, Oim Omar, Rav Chista. Rabbi Zera says in the name of Rav Chista, Mehacha. He learns from here that you've got to be quiet when there's reading of the Sefer Torah, right? V'ozne kola om, and the ears of all of the people, El, were two, I suppose, like focused on the Sefer Torah, on the Sefer Torah. So you see over here, you're supposed to be quiet when the Sefer Torah is, The reading it. What bothered me, was over here, doesn't it prove that when it opened it, it sounds just like when you're reading from it, but whatever. But you're supposed to be quiet when the Sefer Torah's there. Now, V'omer Rabbi Shu ben Levi, another statement of Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Kol Kohen, Shalom Notul Yodov. Any Kohen that he didn't wash his hands for Berachas Kohenim, so we're back to Berachas Kohenim now again. Lo Yisro Es Kapov, he should not lift up his hands. Right? Shinema. Because it says over here, we know in order to bless, you have to lift up your hands. Su, lift up yadeichem. So I suppose that's Berachas, right? Berachas Kohanim. Lift up your hands. Kodesh. And Kodesh means the clean, the holy. What is it? Cleanliness is next to godliness or something along the line there. Yeah. Oh, Baruch bless Hashem. And should bless Hashem.
Can we learn about the word Kodesh there?
I think so, yeah. This, I didn't get a chance to look it up, but there's a Gemara in Brachas that uses this in context of washing one's hands, even maybe even non-Kohenim. But actually, some Sephardim actually say this. Do they? When they say wash down until they die, they say that, right? Yeah. But now, Shalu, they asked, one more time. Shalu, tell me, Dov, the students, Shel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, the Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, I think he was a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva, B'meh Harechta Yomim. Yeah, why did you live so long? What's your segula? Yeah, so Omer Lehem, he said to them, the schus of the following three things, I think I've had a long life. Miyomai, from my days, Lo Asisi, I never made a basic anesthesia to the shul, Kapandria. Right, Kapandria means a shortcut. Right, the Gemara explains it. Kapandria is a strange word, but it's like built up of other words. It says, like, Kafna Dori or something. Whilst I'm going to go round
the rows of the houses, I'll just nip through the shul, basically. So basically, you don't use the shul as a shortcut. Okay, velo, that's number one. Velo pasati, and I did not step al roshe, on the heads of Am Kodesh, of the holy people. I mean, I didn't step on Jewish people's heads. Yes, that's right. But it means it didn't even appear like I stepped on their heads. So Rashi explains it used to be that when there was a shear, so the Talmidim in the base midrash, they used to sit on the floor. Yeah, and then if the Rav would come later, he would have to like make his way through the people, and it basically had to like make it wide steps so he didn't step on anybody, and it actually looked like he was standing on people's heads, and that's not mechubadik, and he avoided doing that. How did he avoid doing that? Either he went early, so he got there before everybody else, or in the event that he was late, he just wouldn't go in. I suppose a different rabbi gave this year.
It's
not Okay, velo, now number three.
Since his whole life, so
yeah.
It was him before and after.
Yeah. Velo nasasi, and he had a long life. Velo nasasi, and I never lifted up kapai, my hands, below bracha, without a bracha. Meaning that Rabbi Elazar and Rishur was a Kohen, and he always made to make sure to say the bracha. Which bracha did we're talking about? Yeah, my mevorech, what do you bless as a Kohen? Yeah, I'm a Rav Zeira, I'm a Rav Chista. Which he sanctified us with the sanctity of Aaron, and he commanded us to bless his nation, which sounds very much, this is exactly the this Berkus Kohanim, right, the bracha, the before bracha.
It sounds like
David Cronin
was doing the
birth of
them. Because he's
going to
do it.
Okay. Israel's going to be busy this week. He's got about 8 Okay, no, please hold on the questions. It's not a good week for questions. Sorry. Israel's not. Key. All right. Okay, yeah, right. This is a good order. Okay, let's just one more thing you can have an issue with. Ki oka kore, when he would lift his feet to go up, thank you, Ephraim, my Omar, what would he say? He'd say the following, Yehi rotzon milfanecha, it should be the will before you. Hashem Elokeinu, our God, right, Hashem our God, shetehei brochazu, the brocha, this brocha that I'm about to bless, meaning brochas kohenim, shetivisonu, that you commanded us, levoriches amcho Yisrael, your nation Yisrael, lo yei bo michshol va'oven, there shouldn't be any michshol, there shouldn't be any stumbling or sin. Great. So the Kohanim, before they say the bracha, they have a pre-bracha that it should go. This is the Kohanim. No, but Kohanim do this as well, right? Kohanim.
It's my Amar. What did he say? Isn't
this continuing with
Israel?
Right. Key. Right. Yeah. Good point. V'chima hada ape. What did he say representing the Kohanim? And when he finishes Berachos Kohanim, there's also another bracha. Yeah, my Amar, what does he say? So Adabre, he led him, Rav Chista, the Rav Ukva, to Rav Ukva, the Dorosh. It's interesting. Why don't we just give the answer? Yeah, we said, what does he say afterwards? And then we said that he leaded him, Rav Chista, to Rav Ukva, the Dorosh, and he told him the following drosha. This is the bracha that they say after, Ribono Shel Olam, right, Master of the World, Asinu Moshe Gazato Aleinu, we did what you, right, commanded us to do. Also, so you should do reciprocate. Ato Asay Imanu, you should do with us. Moshe Tachtonu, what that you promised us. So look at the top Rashi. What's he talking about? What did he promise us? It says over here, right, Shehis Shetaskim Al Yadeinu, you should agree with us. And I will bless them. Meaning, as we saw, we heard in the Chabur yesterday, that this is going specifically, that if the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, then Hashem will bless the people. So they're basically saying, we bless the people, so Hashem, you bless the people. Yeah, and it says, Ishkifa Mimon Kochecha, this is talking about you, Hashem, you should look from your holy heaven, Min HaShemayim, from the heavens, V'chulei. Okay, we'll stop there.
Good.